Published in 1828, this map shows the St. Mary's River, which connects Lake Huron and Lake Superior. Margaret Bogue says the dangerous rapids in this river were a great bottleneck to commerce between the lakes. The rapids assumed strategic importance as England and the young United States struggled to dominate trade in the region.
If you look closely, you see that it shows Fort Brady, which was built in the early 1820s. And this, of course, is an effort on the part of the Americans to establish authority in that area, where the British had long been the partners in the fur trade with the Indian people. So this is a situation that reflects the results of the War of 1812, where the United States is trying to establish its authority over the territory that had come to it in 1783, but where the British had hung on and continued to engage in the fur trade.
Bogue says this is the first map in the exhibit from the period of large-scale, permanent European settlement in the Great Lakes region. She says these settlers began to develop the region's resources.
In other words, you have people who see the resources as a way of not only maybe making a living, but making a fortune.